Chumas perak dalad mishnah yudbeis. Shtei kupois u shtei meguros. Shenaflu saw chuma l'toich echer mehem. So if you have two baskets or two storehouses, and each basket or each storehouse is in each case, let's say, had 50 saws of chulin for each of them, and inside a saw of chuma went into. Ve'ein yadua le'ezameh nafla. And you aren't sure which one it went into. Malos zo azo. So the two baskets or the two storehouses, if that's the case, they're mitstarif to be mevatel the one. Even though they're not exactly in the same place, these two items, the 50 of there and 50 of there are not in the same place, still it's mitstarif to be mevatel. The Rav brings that there is a difference between the kupois and the megurois, that the kupois, even if they're in two separate houses, two boxes, baskets, whatever, they're two different houses, since they are normally moved around, they're mitztarif. But the storehouses, the ones in the storehouse, are not moved around so much, and only if they're in the same house, they're mitztarif. But when they're not in the same house, if a person owns a storehouse in one house, and then there's another storehouse in another house, and he's mesupik, there they're not mitztarif to be mevatel 100 verses 1. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu heim b'shtei ayorus. Rabbi Shimon says that they're even mitztarif, even if they're in two totally different cities. Mal zoy azu. They're mal and they're mitztarif. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon.